Hi, I'm Brady Evans. Welcome and thanks for listening to National Rural News Close Up Podcast. Grants are available to royal shows and state entities to kickstart statewide competitions relating to grains, oilseeds, pulses and soils. The scheme is designed to give young people aged up to 25 the opportunity to learn about soil quality and its importance to the entire agriculture sector. I caught up with Agricultural Shows Australia Executive Officer Katie Stanley to find out how it'll work.
Agricultural Shows of Australia has a federal grant running at the moment where its purpose is to really educate further our young people on grains, soils, pulses. And what we decided to do, we felt it was important that we put together, because we represent ag shows, learning through competition. And so learning through competition is a way where young people can come to a show and they can compete in competitions, and at the same time, obviously, we're educating them, they're learning. So the soils and grains grant that was given to our state bodies, as well as our royal shows, is really aiming for them to build the resources that they need in terms of physical soil samples and the other resources, you know, that they need to run a competition, and to get the message out there that these competitions are easy to put on for the show, but they're also vital for the education of our young people, because if we don't educate them in the, you know, what our soils are used for and the importance of our soils, nothing will grow. You know, it's important for us to understand where our food comes from. That's vital. But if we don't look after the soil it's in, we won't be having any food. So that, to us, we feel that soils is critical. So we felt that shows could do their part by educating through competition, by having a soils and grains competition available, hopefully in the next couple of years. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but we're certainly, across New South Wales, we've certainly got the grains competition up and running, and we're very much looking for the soils competition to start to take place, you know, somewhere in 2023, you know, latter part of 2023, if possible.
So how can young people who might be interested get involved?
Firstly, we will probably look to have the competitions run at a group level. And when I say a group level is, or a sub-chamber level in Queensland, it is a group of shows getting together to run competitions. That might be young judges competitions on judging beef or judging fleece, and in this case, judging soils and understanding soil types or grain samples. So probably first off, it'll be at a group level. So I would suggest that anyone who's interested, if they did get in touch with their state affiliates, which means in New South Wales, that's Ag Shows New South Wales, in Queensland, that's Queensland Ag Shows and Victorian Ag Shows, South Australian Ag Shows, all around the country. And they will put them in touch with where potentially those group finals might be taking place so that they can have a go. Anyone can have a go. It's not restricted to anybody. We would like the teachers to start using some of the resources that are available on Ag Shows Australia website to teach about soils and grains and what we're looking for. What are we looking for in a clay-based soil? What can we grow in a clay-based soil? Or, you know, how do we identify different soil types and therefore what should be grown in those soil types? And we feel that that's a great starting point at the school level with these resources. And then when young people feel comfortable in understanding what they're looking for, it's much easier to take yourself to a show, or your school takes you to a show if you're part of an ag team, and have a go.
What's the pathway forward here, or, you know, what happens to people who do well in these competitions?
We're aiming by 2024 to have these competitions at a national level. So each of the royals will often host a state-based competition. So in the past, it's been, you know, our beef young judges and our fleece young judges. And so the hope will be that there'll be soils and a grains young judges at a state level. And then the winner of that will come to our national finals. Hopefully from 2024, these competitions will be at a national level. And obviously the aim is to encourage these young people into this specific ag industry. Because as I said, if we don't look after the soils, what have we got? We've got a long way to go to make sure that this gets up and running. You know, a lot of the states are very, very keen. It's just getting it out further, trickling down into that very small level ag show. That's often challenging, but I think we'll get there. I think everyone really sees the importance of, especially soils. Soils is key to the future of the ag industry. I wouldn't doubt that there'll be a number of, and to get soil core sampling, which is what they need to judge these soils, is actually not hard through their local land service offices. They'll core sample a number of different soils for them pretty much free, and they can keep them and reuse them for different competitions. So it's not like you don't just use the core sample once and that's it. You can actually keep them and rehash them again for the next year or another show and share core samples amongst shows as well.
Agricultural Shows Australia Executive Officer Katie Stanley there with the plan to get young people excited and educated about soil quality. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Brady Evans. Have a great day.